If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
How come some people get cat and some people get chrysanthemum?
Say that again?
Some people get cat. I mean, if you're in a spelling bee, they say, how do you spell cat? C-A-T.
Yeah.
And, okay, the next, who wants to be next? Deuce Davis said, I want to be next. And the teacher said, okay, how do you spell chrysanthemum?
Now, that one is beyond me. I have no idea.
What?
Bean rocks. Just kidding.
And, okay.
Hey, you're a baby here. I don't like you.
He sure is cool, isn't he?
Wrong! Try again, dumbass!
If the spirits cause you to become lost in the jungle, what should you do to find your way home? I don't know.
This is it.
This is it.
This is what we're talking about.
And now,
let's go! Keep up that intensity! Let's go! Let's go!
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It is the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's Thursday, the very first of Rocktober.
On his face. All
Already.
Of a sudden, his face changes. It's all angry.
You got nothing on the higher end of that you can give us? A little...
I like it. I like it. Some live accompaniment this morning.
Yeah.
See, because October, if you just put an R at the beginning of it.
What does it spell?
It spells Rocktober.
Do you have to make that face?
Yes.
What?
He does have to make
How come
that
your
face.
Your amp is louder than your guitar.
What is that from, the hum?
Huh?
What's the hum from?
Because we're standing in a radio studio with a bunch of equipment. And
That's probably not good for it.
Yeah. Right.
But every time we say the month, you're going to have your guitar ready.
What month is that?
The month of Rocktober. He does. He's got
the rock and roll face.
He's got the I'm taking a painful.
Yes, exactly.
Poop face. That's what he's got. That's what he's got going on.
Dominant rock face. I'm sorry. I can't help it.
So all it's right. Thursday. It's the first of Rocktober. Nicely done.
Yeah.
This is going to go well today.
A residual there at the end. Didn't wipe completely.
Rocktober.
Yeah.
What?
Oh,
come on! Can't just say what. All right, we're going to take your phone calls in a second. 1-800-520-1067. It's Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew. And you can call on any topic, including... the month of Rocktober, if you have questions.
I think what we need more is like a stab, like a quick run, not a song. We just like a, you know, just punchy. Just give us something really tight,
yeah, like
and punchy.
Like a 2.5 second. Better.
Somewhere between that and the first thing.
Yeah. We don't need a 7.5 minute song. Yeah, something like that. That's good.
All right, we'll work
Did
on
you notice
commercial.
The shirt that he chose to wear today on the first day of Rocktober?
What, Korean menu?
What day? Rocktober!
Right there. There
He's
you go.
Covered in puppy dogs.
Yeah. He is. His shirt has puppy dogs on.
Korean menu.
There's that.
You know,
this is banned Korean menu.
Yeah, you know, every single time he plays, he pictures himself as Kerry King. That's who he is.
Yeah.
When he's playing,
all
that's
right.
Why the face. That's why everything.
All right.
He believes firmly in his heart that he's Kerry King, and he's here to celebrate Rocktober.
Sound okay?
That's better.
Exactly. Yeah, that was better.
It's exactly the kind of feel we're looking
too.
For.
Okay.
That was better, I think.
Oh, don't worry. It's coming. You didn't say there's going to be vocals, too, but if you want it.
We would, as a matter of fact,
yeah,
yes.
Definitely.
All right, time for your phone calls.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
And the prize today is a pair of tickets to the special screening of Together, the Hendrix Motorsports Story, on October 7th at the Roosevelt Hotel. Is it Roosevelt or Roosevelt?
It's either Roosevelt or Roosevelt. It said both ways.
Yeah.
In Hollywood, a pair of tickets to
Roosevelt. I know that.
Not that.
No.
To the Pepsi 500 at the Auto Club Speedway on Sunday, October 11th. Rocktober 11th.
There you go.
All right.
That's the feeling.
Much better.
That's the vibe.
All right. Let's go to David. Hi, David.
Hello.
Hi,
what
David.
It do?
What it do, nephew?
Yeah, what it do. Yeah, last night I went on a date, and when I picked up my date, she came out with white pants. So,
congratulations.
How's
that
go? For people who don't, Ralph, summarize for people who don't know what that is a sign of, what they're advertising.
White pants are a indicator that the woman wearing said white pants enjoys a sexual act that can best be envisioned with her receiving her partner in a region that is other than the usual regarding the back of her.
We have to be very, very careful these days.
Kidding.
Yes, we do.
It's getting more convoluted by the
minute. Let's say Mike had an input in the back of his guitar. Let's say that.
Oh, and one in the front.
Right.
And if he were to plug in the back of the speaker as opposed to the front of the speaker,
right,
then that would be a cause for wearing white pants.
So that's correct. So did that follow through, David?
Well, yeah. At the end of the date, I asked her about that, and she told me, well, where the hell did you hear that from? I told her, you know, Kevin and Bean show. She looked at me and called me a freaking idiot and said I wasn't getting nothing tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight.
It boomeranged.
Yeah,
I don't know, but listen, the plan is you're not supposed to say out loud, hey, you're wearing white pants, let's go do it.
It's an understood message. It's, right. It's oblique.
You have to work it. You don't just come out and say it.
It's subtle.
I was a little excited. I was a little excited.
A little too, yeah. Yeah, I hear you. All right, David, we'll make that happen in the next week or so.
You're wearing white pants, anal sex! You scream that during dinner.
All right, let's go to Melfon.
Ah, Melfon.
What are the chances?
From the planet Gerptor.
Hey, Melfon.
Hey, what's up, Kevin and Bean? It's Nelson, actually.
Oh, Nelson.
Nelson.
That would be very different than Melfon.
Our phone screeners wrote up M-E-L-F-O-N.
Yes.
Oh, wow, that's way off.
Yes, yeah, just a little bit off.
Melfon is your Vulcan name.
That's true, yes. All right, what are you calling about?
Well, today is actually, since it's the first day of October, it's It's also my 21st birthday.
Your 21st birthday.
Happy birthday, Melfon.
Thank you very much. You know, and I wanted to ask you guys, what is it that you think would make my birthday perfect? I need your guys' advice.
Wow.
White pants,
yeah.
It's a lot of pressure.
How
to celebrate your 21st.
You know, it's funny because
I'm
sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, my girlfriend did tell me that she would do anything I wanted, and maybe I should ask her to wear some white pants.
You're right.
Sure.
Tie her up.
You think that would be a good idea?
Tie your girlfriend up.
I think you should do that, and then bring in another girl.
Yeah.
All right.
If you want to make it memorable. The problem with 21st birthdays is so many fake IDs that it's not like it's going to be any different for Melfon than it was yesterday.
I'm sure Melfon's never had a drink.
Yeah.
Right, Melfon?
Of course not.
Right.
Of course, that wouldn't be legal.
That would not be legal.
Yeah, the 21st birthday celebration is the New Year's Eve of your life. It's one of those moments where you're looking towards and you've got all these plans and it's going to be so special and it ends up being just pretty much like any other party.
You end up in jail.
Yeah. Yeah, try to avoid that. But take your girlfriend up on her offer and just let your mind wander.
Yeah.
Sounds awesome.
She's saying she's willing, then that's you need to pull that trigger.
You've got your day set.
All right, Melfon, congratulations.
Don't pull that trigger too soon.
Happy birthday.
Then you'll be out by lunch.
Happy birthday. Welcome to Rocktober.
Oh.
How can it be a surprise?
You worked it in like last second.
How could it be a surprise?
You should be poised at all times.
Isn't that the only thing you're waiting for?
Yeah.
You're standing there with a guitar around your neck. It's all you're doing is standing there.
I know. The mind was running.
You worked it in last second.
All right.
You should be ready because it's Rocktober. You should be ready.
Amp. You didn't have the amp on?
It's down the hall.
Oh, that's right.
It's too loud.
It is too loud. That's true. Well, you have a stack of amps. Floor-to-ceiling amps.
There was no going about this small. If we're going to do it, we're going to do it big. Marshall right. stack.
We've had bands in here with 7-8 amplifiers.
Not in this room. In that
and
room.
And then I'll go, blah, blah,
in that room.
Well, get in that room,
I
then.
Can stay
get
there the whole
hell
show.
Out of here.
Let's say good morning to Joe. Hi, Joe.
Good morning. How you doing? What do you do, nephew?
What do you do?
Hi, Lisa May.
Hello.
Hi. 23rd birthday, went to a bar, and first time being there, I was holding it off. My wife insisted I went a double date with her.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as I got my drink, started shooting pool, and a guy came up to us. He asked us if he wanted to play double with me and my friend. My friend stands at 6'7", and I'm 6'.
Yikes.
And I'm a pretty big guy. I'm almost I'm 250. And
easy now. Can't use that word.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Beat the hell out of him. Go ahead.
He beat him senseless. All right? And he turned around and faced his anger towards me, and I started defending myself. And these were grown men. And his buddy came from the back and kicked me in the back of the head, dropped me on the ground.
Wow.
And ran up, kicked me in the face. The bouncers, bartender, nobody did nothing. I got up, and I started beating one guy up. Turned around, started beating the other guy up, and the other guy came back from behind me, knocked me on the ground, and I started, it was nasty.
All right, for Melfon, that should be your celebration for your 21st birthday. That's how you do it.
That was my first time at a bar, too, and I lost my wedding ring.
That was
$300.
That was the first time you've ever been to a bar?
I don't believe in going to bars, because if someone says something supposed to say, I don't believe they should be rude to women.
And, I see what happened.
I stand up and... Well, but I didn't say anything that time. I was quiet. I'm a nice guy, you know?
Yeah.
My wife just picked me up off the ground, tried to carry me out of the bar.
I guarantee there are major, major parts of the story that are being left out.
Yeah. I absolutely
There's no care. Possible.
What
it doesn't happen. We were playing pool. Suddenly, some guy starts beating me up. It just leap isn't made.
He asked us if he wanted to play double, and we said no, because we just started. And then he thought, well, I don't appreciate you guys looking at me that way. And we're like, excuse me? And then he started swinging.
Yeah, you don't want to eye him like that, man. You give him the eye. Give him the stink eye. You're in trouble.
Sounds like you've gone to a fine establishment, too, by the way.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to raise the bar a little bit where you go drinking.
You're the best,
that
Joe.
That was a cafe. It was the Chateau Marmont, Ralph.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
And finally, let's go to Anthony. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, good morning.
What'd it do?
Rocktober.
Nice.
Staying on the subject, I was thinking, since Ralph said he played drums.
Right. He does, yeah.
He should bring a bass, a snare, and a crash cymbal, and go with Mike for the morning.
So every time we say that word, Mike goes into his thing, and then Ralph accompanies on the drums. Rocktober. Not a bad idea.
Really?
We do
There's a drum set here.
We do have a drum set here. I think we have to
there
do
you
that.
Go.
It's in Doc's studio.
That's
though,
all right.
It?
We can take it. We can bring it in here. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Then, even the middle of the showbiz, we say it. You got to jump up, run
He's
back there.
Jump up, run
no,
over
I'll
there.
Just do the show from behind the kit. I'll swing the microphone over and I'll just sit behind the set.
That's a great idea. Thank you, Anthony.
You're welcome.
Say happy birthday to Melfon. See him. All right,
Melfon.
Nelson.
I'm going to go kick some ass over there. The phone screening department.
Today on the Kevin and Bean Show, we're going to give away some more Apple iPods.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to talk
that's
about...
That's appropriate, because that's musical, and it is Rocktober.
That was a perfect one.
That was the perfect
best one
that's
so
what
far.
You're shooting for.
Okay. Obsessive compulsive disorder. Ralph's wife.
Yeah.
A little bit. A lot
of other people as well. The California Cryobank spokesperson. This is a place where you can go. You can get sperm from a guy that looks like someone famous.
Oh, good.
Or, whatever. If the guy looks like a celebrity and you want your baby to look like that celebrity, you could go find these lookalikes and get the sperm from them so that you have a shot at
look,
having...
If you're fishing in the gene pool, why not get what you want?
Hey, I saw that movie Multiplicity or whatever that was. What was it with where the guy had carbon copies of himself?
With Michael Keaton?
Yes.
That is Multiplicity, yeah.
Yes.
But that was a cloning
they
movie.
They get more and more stupid as you go along.
Oh.
And I don't know. This sounds
do
bad.
With
now you got a lookalike. You don't even have the guy. You see what I'm saying?
Nope.
Plus, we have Rich Eisen. Rich Eisen from the NFL Network.
Love the NFL Network.
Which is the best network ever.
I got to talk to him about Baldy, though, about Brian Baldinger. We have to work.
Yeah.
We got to get him off the show. We got to get him off the air.
I agree.
He's too freaky.
I agree.
Fingers going 19 different ways. It's like Halloween every day over
can't
there.
Hear a word he's saying.
I'm just staring at his fingers. Hands. He was a player. Byron Baldinger played the game and busted up his hand something fierce and never had him set. So he's got fingers going like 19 different directions. When he gestures, it looks like he has his hands beaten with a ball peen hammer during the commercial break.
It's like a joke. It's like a movie, you know,
special
effect.
Yeah, like prosthetics.
But what is up with those
so
fingers?
So distracting, I can't watch it.
So anyway, that's coming up today as well as is Rocktober. That's not going to get old.
Thank you for a little bit.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We are bringing drums into the studio.
Yes.
I think this is going to work out well.
We need new drum techs. Other than that, we're in good shape.
Ralph used to drum when he was in high school, was it?
From junior high all the way through college.
Look at that. Yeah. Look at that. And his band just took off and has never looked back since.
That's right. Revolver still tours to this day. around the world. We've got a huge fan base in Guam.
So Mike plays the guitar. Ralph gots the drums.
I gots the drums!
And we're ready to go. Time for the first look at showbiz for the day. What do you got going on, Ralph?
Congratulations to our buddy Will Ferrell. He and his wife Vivica are expecting the couple's third child. It's just been announced. Their child is due in January and will be a boy. As well, he's already got two boys, a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old, so this will be the third son for the Farrells, so congratulations to those guys.
Can you imagine having him as your dad?
It'd be so much fun.
It would, wouldn't it?
Everyone else got ripped off. His kids get Will Ferrell as a father.
Having a big goofy playmate, that's what that would be like. Jennifer Garner stars in the new film, The Invention of Lying, which I saw this week. And is hilarious.
It looked funny.
Written and directed by Ricky Gervais, who, of course, was the creator of the original Office in the UK. Co-stars with Jennifer Garner, and it's really smart, really funny. And Jennifer was asked while promoting the film if she could ever just never lie. Because the basic premise of the film is it's an alternate world where everyone tells the truth all the time.
Right.
And Ricky Gervais is the guy who invents lying. He discovers the ability to lie.
Ah.
No one else has that ability but him.
Wow, he rules the world,
he does
doesn't
rule
he?
The world, yes. And so they asked Jennifer Garner if she could ever live in a world where everyone told the truth all the time. And she said, nope, she can't go a single day without telling a lie, she said.
I think that's pretty true of everyone.
I can't go an hour without telling a lie. She said, could you imagine confessing to a complete stranger how your day is really going when someone says, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
That's you know. That's the basis of it all.
Yeah.
In this film, everyone tells everybody how they're really feeling, you know, like in elevators and when you're just in the supermarket.
How quickly
and stuff.
Do they stop asking then? Because you don't ask because you want the answer.
No, exactly.
It's just a way of saying hi.
Anyway, it's a great film. You should check it out. Sandra Bullock has some of the weirdest fans alive.
Okay.
We did a break recently here on the Kevin Bean Show about celebrity tattoos. Remember?
Mm-hmm. People who had,
the pictures of celebrities tattooed on their bodies.
Right.
Megan Fox famously has Marilyn Monroe on her forearm. Sandra Bullock said she received a photo from a man who has her face tattooed on his inner thigh.
Ooh.
Yeah. She says that creeps her out to no end.
Yeah.
And, I can't ask that.
Not to mention, can't help but wonder which way she's going to stretch when the piece starts to age. She says she can't imagine what it's going to look like when he gets older.
Which direction is she facing? She's facing in? Toward the groin area or out toward the outside?
Well, if it's inner thigh.
Inner thigh must be
right
there.
I think it would have to be the inner thigh. That's what I'm guessing. Because if it was outwardly, then it'd be the outer thigh, right?
Okay.
So, yeah, she's...
That's a little weird. That would weird me out if I were her.
She's right there keeping an eye on his tackle. Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's a good call. Whoever did that's brilliant.
On his sausage and veg there.
Right.
What do they call it? Flavor Flav! Is up for another TV series.
Fantastic. I'll watch him in anything.
Flavor of Love, of course, was his big breakthrough after he appeared on The Surreal Life. Now Flav says he has developed a new show that he is shopping around the reality, the networks for a reality series, which he would return to high school to receive his diploma.
Wow. That would take him about 6 years of studying.
Exactly. Being this Flavor Flav, that show could last longer than The Simpsons. Him trying to get a...
Some high school would actually have to agree to have Flavor Flav there with cameras.
Yeah.
That's not distracting.
Nope. I just want to show the world it's never too late to get your diploma and show kids they should stay in school and not wait until you get old to get it.
He is a, if I'm not mistaken, a grandpa.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But he's got a new baby girl, too.
He has both. Okay.
Yes, got babies coming and going.
That is a heck of a family tree.
And we've been talking about Friends this week because Gunther from Central Perk said there was going to be a Friends movie, which turned out to be a lie.
Mm-hmm. Not as true as false.
But Matt LeBlanc is getting back into the television business. We haven't seen him since Joey, I guess, right?
Yep.
He is going to be starring in a new parody of TV comedies called Episodes. It is a series being produced by Showtime and the BBC simultaneously. The premise is one that we're all pretty familiar with. It's about a British sitcom that gets purchased by a network here in the States and then gets turned into a much worse American version of the show. Matt LeBlanc will be starring as pretty much himself.
Fatty?
Starring in the American version of the clever British sitcom. So
here's some chocolate, Fatso.
They'll be showing this in England and in the States at the same time. So
good morning, Fatso!
It is a... a combined effort by the two networks to put a TV show together.
Interesting.
Does sound interesting. Today's celebrity birthdays, Julie Andrews, star of such classic films as The Sound of Music, Mary Poppins. I'm out.
Those other ones?
Victoria. The Princess Diaries.
Yep.
She's 74 years old today. Actor Randy Quaid, who's crazy.
Is he crazy?
59 years old. Isai Morales, my old co-star from NYPD Blue.
When you say co-star,
I mean we co-starred on NYPD Blue together.
Did you have scenes together?
I actually never worked with Isai Morales, but I would see him at the craft service table quite often.
Well,
and I would say,
good
morning, Isai Morales.
That's closer than any of the rest of us.
That's right.
So you win.
He's 47 years old today. Actor and comedian Christopher Titus is 45. Zach Galifianakis,
nice.
One of our favorite comedians, is 40 years old. And actress, model Cindy Margolis. Who at one time was the most downloaded woman on the internet. Just ask her. She'll tell you.
Yes.
She's 44 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
You are listening to the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 10 minutes after 6 o'clock.
What?
And it's it's Wednesday, the 1st of Rocktober.
See, oh, good. You moved the speaker right behind me.
Right behind you,
thank
yeah.
you.
See, because there are a lot of radio stations across the country that are still fascinating with the fact that if you put an R at the beginning of October, you get Rocktober. But do they have a live guitarist in studio?
Hell no.
I don't think so. All right, let's talk about Khloe Kardashian and Lamar Odom.
Okay.
Got married this past weekend, or did they? It's a strange story. They had only been dating a month. And they rushed the wedding, but then some people were saying the wedding wasn't real because they were still working on a prenup, and there's all kinds of rumors flying around.
Yep.
So we thought we would get it from the horse's mouth, literally.
Oh.
And we got Khloe on the phone. Hey, Khloe.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
We're good. We're looking for Khloe Kardashian, please.
Yeah, this is me.
Oh, okay. Hi.
I couldn't be happier.
Okay.
I'm a new bride.
Are you eating? Is this a bad time? Should we?
No.
Okay.
I'm always eating.
Always eating. Okay.
Right.
So there's no time to get me when I'm not.
I see. Okay. So
this morning for breakfast, I'm having linguine bolognese,
right.
Ahi sashimi,
right.
Lamb stew, and creme brulee.
All, wow. All for breakfast?
All in one bowl.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. Did you get married this past weekend or not?
I did.
You did. Was it real?
It was real to us.
Okay.
We're very much in love.
Everybody keeps using the word real. Let me use a different word.
Okay.
Was it legal?
Oh, I'm so legal.
What?
I can't make out what you're saying because your mouth's too full.
Well, that's your fault then.
Oh. So, legal?
Oh,
mm-hmm. I don't know.
No,
I can't get a feel.
Are you
still working on a prenup?
We don't need a prelup.
A prelup? No, no, you don't. But Lamar does.
No, our love is going to last forever.
I see.
So, whatever he has, I'll take half.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Does he agree with that?
We really haven't talked about it.
Well, maybe he should.
That seems like a big thing.
No. We really haven't talked all that much in general.
What are you talking about? What do you mean you haven't?
I mean, I barely know the guy.
Well, why did you marry him then?
Because we needed something for sweeps.
For your show? For the Take Miami show?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's yeah. what I figured.
Numbers have been down since that bitch Kim left the show.
Yeah, the super hot one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we needed to spice it up a little bit.
So you did a wedding.
Yeah.
And I guess the TV show paid for it?
Mm-hmm.
$1 million or whatever it was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you're not going to stay married?
Oh, no, I'm going to stay married.
You are?
Yeah, because okay. Lamar has the most amazing candy collection.
He does. He eats candy morning, noon, and night.
Oh, that's what really made me fall in love with him.
That's probably why he wants a prenup. He's going to hang on to his candy. Yeah. Forget the money. He wants to hang on to his candy.
No, that's what I want.
You want the candy.
I want his candy collection.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's why we don't talk that much. We pretty much both have our mouths full.
I don't know. That might be the secret to success.
Yeah, maybe. It's continually candy.
And then sometimes we're eating.
So the wedding is then completely legal. You are legally married.
Well, define legally married.
Well, you have to fill out paperwork with the state.
Yeah, you got
to
get a license.
You got to get a license.
You need an actual...
It has to be signed by an actual minister, and there's got to be witnesses.
That stuff.
All of that happened?
I do not recall that particularly happening.
None of that stuff.
And we were married by Chelsea Handler. Does that count?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it does.
Woo-hoo!
I think that means... You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Coming up, we have Rich Eisen from the NFL Network talking about the NFL. Love that. We have the California Cryobank spokesperson. This is where you can go get sperm from somebody that looks like a celebrity.
Not bad idea, right?
I guess. I mean, it doesn't guarantee your kid's going to look like that celebrity, but I guess.
Yeah, even if it was the real celebrity, it doesn't guarantee they're going to look like that.
The NBA is trying to take on swine flu. I don't know if you saw this story yesterday, but they have passed down a directive. Mm-hmm. The NBA has said to their players, no more handshaking. Do not shake hands. You can fist bump. That would be preferable. Or chest bump. But let's stop with the shaking of the hands.
Really?
Yeah, because it'll spread swine flu. So that seemed odd, so we figured we'd get an expert on. This is Dr. Ira Klein from the CDC. Hi, doctor.
Good morning, Captain Beaton. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, did you see the story about the NBA telling people to not shake hands?
Absolutely, and we concur 100%. We're glad they took some of our recommendations, and they're moving forward with them. We think it's an excellent idea.
This was your recommendation?
Absolutely.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Well, how does
people may not know, some of your listeners may not know, that handshaking is the number one way to transmit the swine flu or H1N1 virus.
Right.
I had no idea.
Yes. Some people are concerned that it's airborne. Really, that is not a high-risk way of transmitting the disease, but contact between the hands especially is the number one way to transmit the disease. You get the virus on your hands from someone else, and then you touch your nose or mouth region, and that's how the finds entrance into the body.
All right, but let me ask you this question, because it seems like, do you know what a fist bump is?
I certainly do, yes. That's where you take two fists and you bump them.
Right,
yes.
But there's still hands touching. How's that any different?
The outside of the hand is much less of a contagion than the palm or inside of the hand area, just due to the nature of the skin.
Okay.
And also the nature of contact with the hands and face.
So the knuckles are swine flu free.
Well, not ideal.
Not ideal.
It is considerably better than a handshake would be, yes.
What about the chest bump? The NBA is also going that far. They should do the chest bump.
The chest usually is a relatively virus-free zone of the body.
Right.
So chest bumping, we think, would be fine as long as you don't follow it up with any sort of deep tongue kissing. Which would be another way to have the virus enter the body.
Okay, so that would be bad, too.
Yes, it would.
All right.
So we are glad the NBA is following these directives, and we think it'll actually help cut down on swine flu transmission in the NBA.
So far, those are the only two that I've heard of being taken care of in the NBA. What is that noise
What's
behind
going
you?
On?
We're here in the lab currently working on a new vaccine for the swine flu.
Oh, okay.
It's loud.
Damn it, woman, I'm trying to save lives here.
Sorry.
Wow.
You're doing a little radio show. I'm saving lives.
But it sounds like heavy lifting equipment.
Oh,
or...
God, shut up.
It does. What? It's a giant truck that's backing up. Beep, beep, right?
No, that's our centrifuge.
Oh.
That lets us know that these samples are ready to be tested.
I see.
Okay. Sorry.
But no, fine.
It was a question.
No, it's fine. No, it's fine.
Wow, you seem
touchy.
A little uptight.
I'm saving lives here.
Well, not
There's
yet.
There's a lot of high pressure.
Wow.
The swine flu isn't really killing that many people.
Oh,
really.
Oh, how many is okay for you? How many deaths are acceptable for you?
I mean, isn't it about
one,
as
one, two, ten? Where do you draw the line, Hitler?
What is happening?
That's not fair. I'm just saying it's not.
Diseases
aren't fair. People.
They don't care about fair. They just care about taking lives. I'm trying to save lives here.
Wow.
Okay, I heard that.
How long has it been since you've had a vacation, Dr. Klein?
I haven't had a break in about 4 years.
Yeah.
4 years, wow.
It's one flu after another. It's the avian flu. It's the swine flu.
Yeah.
It's a full-time job working here at the SDC.
Sure.
he might need a day off or two.
We're also trying to get some school closings across the United States because we believe children with their less-than-sanitary behaviors often are responsible for not only spreading the flu amongst themselves, but then taking it home to their families and giving it to their parents.
Now, I was reading that article, too, and it says that they're talking about closing all of the schools in the United States for a month.
A month?
Which would cost between $10 and $47 billion.
That's a small price to pay if we can save a life.
One life?
I'm saving lives here!
Are you saving lives yet?
Well, if we don't close the schools, we think it would be important to give each child that attends every school in the United States a dry cleaning bag to put over their head.
I don't think that's
just
advisable.
To make sure they don't spread the virus.
You don't put bags over your head. That makes you pass out.
Yeah.
You don't get enough oxygen.
Look, there's a price to pay, I'm sure, but...
Death?
We have to find some answers.
Yeah.
For the other major sporting leagues, we are currently working on trying to get them to adopt some of our criteria as well to make sure they don't spread the disease.
All right.
For the NFL, we have suggested that they play all of their games underwater in a chlorinated swimming pool.
That doesn't seem likely.
We believe the chlorination of the pool will actually be strong enough to kill any virus that's present in the atmosphere.
Okay.
That seems excessive.
Does it, Hitler?
Why do you call her Hitler?
Because she wants people to die.
She doesn't.
And I'm saving lives here.
See, you're not saving any lives. You're telling the NFL to play underwater.
That's
it's not
right.
going to happen.
This
That's
is not.
Right.
And school right. children.
It may cut down on the passing game a touch, but we do believe that the running game would still be intact. Also, for the UFC,
yes.
we're asking all their fighters, because there's a lot of interaction with the face-to-hand region.
There is, yeah.
To adopt pillow fighting as the new form of battle in the octagon.
So the UFC would now use pillows?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hypoallergenic, non-chicken feathered pillows.
Have you run that by the UFC?
I have.
And?
And they kicked me in the groin when I brought
right.
it.
Right. That does not seem like that would
Which
go over
not
well.
Not ideal, but we're still pressing the idea the best we can. And finally, for baseball, we have decided just to get rid of that sport whatsoever.
Hey.
That blows.
Just cancel the whole sport?
Yeah, because apparently some of the teams have already come down with the swine flu.
Right.
In fact, we're getting reports from Los Angeles that the Dodgers have been choking for an entire week now.
Nicely done, Dr. Klein.
Thank you.
Thank you for your input. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 6:51. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We have a new month, by the way. It's the 1st of Rocktober. Yes, we've added drums.
Oh, good.
Now, Mike's on the electric guitar. Ralph's on the drums. That's it. We have to get the band back together.
We got
to
get the band back together.
We have to. Because it's the 1st of October.
Ah!
All right. It's actually time for the Ralph Showbiz beat. Ralph, can you do it from behind the kit?
Absolutely.
All right.
Oh, my.
I can do my own rim shots.
Oh, nice.
J.J. Abrams is coming back with another TV series. We talked about the fact that he was planning a medical drama for some time, but it looks like his newest show is going to be a spy thriller along the lines of Alias, which I loved.
Me too.
This one will be about a male and female spy who are married to each other along the lines of Mr. and Mrs. Smith with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Love that movie.
I did too. Apparently, the idea is so popular, there's a bidding war going on between several networks of who will get to broadcast the show, with NBC closest to picking it up right
now.
He's
got a pretty good track record, doesn't he?
He sure does. Everything he's touched, I like so far, that's for sure. Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, better known as GLAAD, has released their study, and they say that today there are more gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender characters on primetime television than ever before. And they are glad about that fact.
They're glad about it.
It is up to 3% of regular scripted series characters, which is better than 2.6% in 2008 and just 1.1% in 2007. ABC leads the networks with 8 characters out of 168, followed by Fox with 4 out of 105, NBC with 3 out of 126, and the CW with 2 out of 69. CBS, by the way, had none.
Well,
no gay, lesbian, transgendered, or bisexual characters on their network.
The old people, right?
Do you think that'll change now that it's Rocktober? Let's see if you're paying attention.
Hugh Jackman is in talks about doing a new science fiction film about boxing. He will play the last human boxer.
What?
When human boxing becomes obsolete,
yeah,
and boxers are replaced by 2,000-pound human-like boxing robots.
Ah.
He'll be the last of the human boxers.
So he's going to box robots,
yes.
I wonder if there's a message in there somewhere.
He will be taking on the robot boxers. God, I hope he wins. Speaking of robots, I was watching Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus last night.
We're doing a Ralph's Video Vault a little bit later on.
Yeah. Probably tomorrow. We'll tackle that film in the Video Vault. But they had previews for other movies that the same company is releasing.
Right.
One of which is a movie about alien robot creatures that come from space to attack Earth.
Right.
That can turn into other things like vehicles and stuff.
Really?
Yes. So I can't wait to also do a Video Vault on the Transmorphers.
No.
The Transmorphers.
Are you kidding?
Which is the name of an actual movie.
So it would change into a giant truck or
something?
Right,
something like that. Why hasn't anyone thought of that before?
That is unique.
I can't wait to watch Transmorphers.
Does that come out in October? Oh, I messed that up.
You idiot.
When does it come out?
Take two. Does it come out in Rocktober?
Drummed his headphones right off.
It is. Knock him right off.
There's too much power in that
drumming. Too much power.
It is.
Blew my headphones right off.
All right.
Transmorphers. Coming to a theater near
that
you.
That is unique.
And Lawrence Fishburne has found a way to deal with the paparazzi, which I think is very interesting. Recently, he was alone in the park, and he noticed he was being followed by several photographers. Now that his career started sort of taking an upswing with his CSI.
Right.
Starring. So instead of getting angry or yelling or taking a swing, he started walking up to the photographers, pulled out his own camera, and started taking pictures of them.
Oh, he showed them.
While they were taking pictures of him. Not exactly sure how that helped.
Does that burn? Is that a burn somehow?
I don't know.
Huh.
And lastly, the Kardashian wedding.
Glendale.
Still in the news. However, there was one conspicuous person missing from the invitee list Sunday.
Yeah.
The bride's stepbrother, Khloe's stepbrother Brody Jenner, was not invited to the wedding.
What?
That's interesting.
Here's the thing. According to Fox News, Khloe is very close with Joe Francis, who was on hand at the wedding, by the way.
Oh.
The Girls Gone Wild guy?
Creator of Girls Gone Wild.
Yeah.
And, of course, famously, Brody Jenner and Joe Francis got into it at a Hollywood nightclub.
Right.
Because Joe reportedly struck Brody Jenner's girlfriend, and then they fought, and that still hasn't been sorted out. So she sided with Joe, invited him to the wedding, and Brody Jenner and his girlfriend, Jade Nicole, were not welcome at his stepsister's wedding.
Joe's before bros?
Oh, Lisa!
What's she doing?
So, yeah.
She would have never come up with that if this wasn't Rocktober.
Celebrity birthdays today. Julie Andrews from The Sound of Music is 74 years old today. She was also Mary Poppins. Also showed her boobies in a movie called S.O.B.
I remember that.
Oh, I remember that, too. Yes. Yeah.
Directed by her husband.
No, they were nice.
She looked great.
They had nice boobies. Randy Quaid of the acting Quaid family is 59. Isai Morales, who was Lou Diamond Phillips' big brother in La Bamba. Remember that?
Yeah.
He was like his cholo brother.
Ricky gets everything! Everybody knows Ricky!
He's 47. Christopher Titus is 45. Cindy Margolis turns 44. And Zach Galifianakis, one of our favorite comedian and actors, he is 40 years old.
You guys might not know this, but I consider myself a bit of a loner. I tend to think of myself as a one-man wolf pack. But when my sister brought Doug home, I knew he was one of my own. And my wolf pack, it grew by one. So were there two of us, there were two of us in the wolf pack, I was alone first in the pack,
right.
And then Doug joined in later.
Right.
And now I know for sure I just added two more guys to my wolf pack. Four of us wolves running around the desert together in Las Vegas looking for strippers and cocaine.
Good times.
This guy's the best.
Happy birthday, Zach. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
In Rocktober. What 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
No.
We just did that.
We did that.
It's not the Showbiz Beat
we
at all.
Just did the Showbiz Beat.
It was 5 minutes ago.
You're just being funny, right?
We're going to be talking to Rich Eisen, funny. I think, of NFL Network,
yeah.
I think.
Wow. Just screwing around.
Sure,
what
I knew that.
Jose thought of that.
Yeah, that happened.
NFL Total Access, of course. He's the host of that show. He is the face of the network, the NFL Network, one of my favorite networks on television.
And we've been trying to get Rich Eisen on now for about 3 months.
Right, and you would like to repeat the showbiz beat.
I don't know why.
I don't either.
Hi, Rich.
I could do the showbiz beat for you.
All right.
I'm that person.
Turns out I must have slept right through that.
We were playing a lot of
all the drums.
Heavy music and stuff during
yeah.
it.
You know, I don't have the script here, but I can.
That's
I can,
all right. Let's
I
talk.
I can vamp it.
Let's talk about what you know.
Okay.
He knows a lot. He probably does know showbiz as well as NFL, but we want to talk about NFL.
Let's talk about NFL.
Doing a great job this season. Once again, Rich, the network has just been on fire.
I appreciate that.
I got a little bone to pick with you, though, my friend.
It's my favorite thing to do in the morning, by the way.
Yeah. I lost a bet last season, so I really can't mention my particular team on the air while we talk about it.
New York Giants
no,
is his team.
No, the other team from the NFC East that plays in Pennsylvania.
Steelers.
But when they acquired Michael Vick, you were talking a lot of make-believe bad situations about what was going to happen with that particular team between their current quarterback and the acquisition of Michael Vick. You were suggesting there was going to be a quarterback controversy. There was going to be trouble in the city of Philadelphia.
Oh, now we're early. We're so early in the season.
Haven't had time for that to happen yet?
Well, I mean, it can happen at the drop of a hat. It already has in the fact that Kevin Cobb, their backup quarterback, became one of the first quarterbacks ever to throw for 300 yards in his first two starts.
That's what I was going to ask. You think that adds to the situation?
Of course it does, because the minute McNabb comes back and throws an interception in the first quarter or the third quarter. I mean, listen, I am not a naysayer or a doomsday type guy, but, you know, the network was there last year in Thanksgiving, the week after McNabb was benched.
In Baltimore?
Baltimore, and literally half the city was on the Walt Whitman Bridge and needed to be talked down from it. Me and Deion Sanders personally removed the shoelaces and belts from 5 to 10 different people.
So you saved a lot of lives.
So, I mean, that's what that city's all about, and that's why it's always entertaining that to watch that that team play football.
How effective do you think?
We're still early in that situation.
How effective do you think Vic has been so far in this sort of what they're calling the spread eagle wildcat offense?
He's been sort of non-factor at this point. I mean, last week was his first game, and he had 7 yards rushing, and then he threw two passes and hardly even connected on one of them. And so, I mean, again, we're very early in this process. He is definitely going to score some touchdowns for them at some point this season, and McNabb is definitely going to come back healthy, and he's definitely going to throw some interceptions, and Kevin Cobb is going to be standing on the sidelines, and people are going to be calling for him. That's what Philadelphia is all about, and McNabb knows to expect that, and it's going to happen.
That's a rough city to play sports in, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it's a rough city to just, you know, walk in.
That's true. That's a good point. Just to be there is pretty rough.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about some of the other games this weekend. The Crap Fest is going to be Tampa Bay and Washington.
Is that right?
It seems like it. Seems like it to me, no?
The Crap Bowl?
Crap Bowl? Aren't they both terrible?
Yes, they are.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you. It's definitely a down year in Tampa, to say the least. And Washington right now, they lost to Detroit, which is something a team couldn't say since 2007.
Right, yeah.
So, and their head coach is in hot water. There's no doubt about that. That was, by the way, like the last game I would expect. You definitely buckled my knees with that curveball right there.
I'm just saying.
The last game I would expect that you'd bring up.
You look at the list and you go, wow, is that going to be bad? Or maybe it's going to be a great game because they're both terrible, but...
That's the beauty of the National Football League.
Is Zorn's job on the line, Rich, do you think?
Is Zorn's job on the line? It's possible, but he runs the offense. He calls the plays. And he has been lockstep with this quarterback that they're desperately trying to get straightened out in Jason Campbell. So if they ax him, that means they're going to have to at least hire two more people to try and put this thing together. So I don't see them dismissing him midseason. They're still 1-2. They beat Tampa, as you pointed out. Tampa's terrible. They'll be 2-2, which is right in the thick of things. And so I don't see him. I don't see him going. There's rumors that the Texans might can their coach if they lose to the Raiders this weekend because they're sick and tired of losing there, and they've already lost a couple of home games.
Speaking of the Raiders, what's going on with Jamarcus Russell? What's that story?
That's a good question. I think right now he may be a couple of bills shy of 400 pounds.
He's a big boy.
He is pretty big.
And the word is that he's the last in the building and the first to leave it. And that's always been the knock against him, as he's been supremely talented. He is a huge guy. I remember interviewing him when he was a rookie, and we were at the rookie symposium sitting in director's chairs, and he sat down in the director's chairs and his legs hit the floor.
Yeah.
He is that massive of a guy, and so he's got that huge of an arm. He also has two rookie receivers he's throwing to, which is never easy to do.
But that kind of behavior, first there, last there, first out, is really only reserved for when you're winning.
It's
a lot.
Yes, it is. And usually if your quarterback does that, you're not going to be winning.
Right.
You know, so you need guys who are going to be leading from that position by example, and it appears that he's not doing that. But then again, you know, their head coach is hitting some of his assistants.
Punching
well.
People. Sure, there's that.
Yeah, you know, there's that too.
So he fits right in.
Don't discount that.
How about some of the other interesting games? San Diego Pittsburgh, is that going to be good?
San Diego Pittsburgh is interesting. I'm also, you know, interested in what's going on with New Orleans and the Jets. That's the only matchup between undefeated teams this weekend. That's a good one. It's the best offense in the Saints against the defense that's been off the charts in the Jets. And then, of course, there's the Monday night finale, as
right.
Brett Favre faces the Packers for the first time dressed in purple.
This is the first time he's played his old team, but it's going to be Minnesota, right?
It's going to be in Minnesota. That's right. Minnesota's 3-0, and the Packers are 2-1. So it's a battle for first place for that division at the end of the first month of the season. And Favre has been waiting for this moment.
Yeah, they say it's supposed to be no different. You're a professional. You're supposed to plan for every. It's got to be a big deal to him.
Of course it is. I mean, there's no question about it. And I mean, there's many reasons why he came back. One of them, without a doubt, is to show the Packers that he still has it. And to stick it right to him. And that's what he's going to attempt to do on Monday night.
And for those that don't remember, Minnesota's where he wanted to go in the first place, right?
Where he wanted to go in the first place, and the Packers wouldn't let that happen until a very warm place froze over. And they sent him to the Jets. And the Jets, when the Jets acquired him, the caveat when they acquired him is if they traded him to an NFC North team, it would cost the Jets two first-round picks. So they definitely didn't want him to go there, and now he's there. And that's fantastic theater, certainly on Monday night. So I'm fired up about that.
Rich, speaking of the Jets, you were talking about Rex Ryan's defense, which is just on fire the first three games. How about Mark Sanchez? Is he the real deal? Are we going to see a drop of him at some point this season?
I think, first of all, he's dreamy.
He is dreamy. That we can agree on.
Yes.
I think everybody can. He's like Vincent Chase in
Cleveland. Entourage.
And he's the first rookie quarterback to ever win his first three games to go 3-0. That's never ever happened.
There's so many quarterbacks that are great in college. They come out, they might play, might not, for 3 or 4 or 5 years.
Brady Quinn.
Yeah, and well, I mean,
Matt Leinart too.
In a situation that sort of tailor made for a rookie quarterback, and the fact that they've got a good running game to take the pressure off him offensively, and then a defense that allows him to not play catch up a lot.
Is the opposing defense blinded by his dreaminess?
I think it is.
Yeah.
You could see sometimes as they're lining up defensively that they just stare like a deer in headlights after the ball is snapped for just a split second.
Look at that guy.
Look at that beauty.
And I think it is his dreaminess that is somewhat throwing them off defensively.
All right.
But I don't mention that on my show because, you know, that might be viewed somewhat as unorthodox.
Yes.
In breaking down the defense.
It's man talk over there on the NFL Network. Just need man talk.
Yeah, we have man talk, but we do talk about dreaminess sometimes.
Sometimes,
you know, because that's definitely part of football, as we've discussed with Mark Sanchez.
However, the opposite of dreaminess comes to mind real quick, Rich. If you could put a word in over there, the NFL Network, have someone give a pair of gloves or something to Brian Baldinger. Because the hands are just freaking me out. They do it every season. I can't even hear what the guy's saying because I'm looking at his 10 fingers going 10 different directions.
Yeah, he's got the pinky on his left hand.
It's 90 degrees.
In a very, what's the word?
I think hideous?
I think the word flaccid comes to mind. In a very flaccid way off his left hand.
And it gives me the creeps.
A prominent orthopedic surgeon come on our show to talk about various injuries in the offseason.
Right.
And we insisted that Baldinger show his finger to this doctor. And he did on live television. The doctor looks at his hand and goes, I've never seen anything like that.
Wow, nice. Well, can you guys at least blur out his hands so that they're not distracting? Pixelated.
Quite honestly, you know, we are the NFL, and we do have a lot of bells and whistles at our. I don't think we have the technology.
Can't do that.
Hasn't been invented yet.
No, I don't think we have the technical, but we can rebuild him.
Can you make him better than he was?
You could duct tape his hands to the bottom of the table.
We could do that, but I will pass that along.
Thanks, because it's wigging me right out.
Are we on the same page now after you bone picked with me?
Yes.
Are we fine?
I think we are once again brothers. Right?
Let's see what happens with Mr. Bad Hands. Let's see what happens to Baldinger.
That's true. We do have some work to do.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Gotcha, guys.
So if you perform, then we're in. We're all good.
I'm a man of my word. I'm going to prove that to you.
Rich Eisen, NFL Network, NFL Total Access is the show. It airs Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific and then Tuesday through Saturday at 4 o'clock Pacific.
And reruns throughout the day, too. You can catch it.
And it's interviews and locker room, the whole deal. So
great stuff.
All good.
Great stuff, Rich.
Take care, folks.
Thank you.
You're the best, man.
Bye.
Thank you. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show.
It's time for the showbiz beat.
You guys might have noticed.
It's time for the showbiz beat. We're not doing that?
You guys might have noticed that I'm not as sharp as usual. And for me, that's saying something.
Yeah, we're a little concerned. Something's going on.
Something's going on, yeah. I have been getting so little sleep for the last 2 weeks that I'm about to die. But something happened. And most of the time when I do stupid stuff or whatever, I can laugh about it. This was not funny to me.
Really?
This was
alarming?
That means it's going to be the funniest thing ever to us.
This is one of those things where you look at it and you go, what? Oh, no. Something really is wrong with me. Instead of just laughing at it. So I hadn't slept for like 3 days. And you know how you start getting punchy and goofy and then you start just hallucinating? And
yeah.
It can be really
serious.
So I finally decided one afternoon this past Monday, I decided after I went to Vegas, which wasn't the smartest thing.
No, when you're sleep deprived, Vegas is the place to go, I think. That's where you get the most rest.
Well, you don't get rest, but there's stuff to do while you're not sleeping.
That's true.
So Monday afternoon, I figure here's my day. This afternoon, I'm gonna go into my room. I'm gonna darken everything. I'm gonna so that it's completely dark and black.
The blackout curtains.
Yes,
right.
And I'm gonna put on the air conditioning really low so I can sleep because it has to be cold for me to sleep. And I put on a fan so no noise bothers me because my ears are huge. So when I'm trying to sleep, you know how a shark can smell blood and water for a mile? I can hear like someone walking.
You can hear a pin drop
everything.
In the other room.
Wow. It keeps me up. So I put on this fan really loud and I crawl in and it's cold and the covers are really warm. And then I think, you know what would be really good right now? Strawberry ice cream. I'm in the mood for strawberry ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
So I got out of bed and I went and got a giant bowl of strawberry ice cream. And then I woke up.
What?
Okay.
What?
That's how it happened to me. I walked into the room with strawberry ice cream and then I woke up.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Okay. This is a lost episode?
I don't even get this. This is a dream?
No. I literally got the ice cream and walked into the room, but then I have no memory of what happened. I fell asleep. I guess right afterwards.
You got into the bed with the ice cream.
Yes.
And fell asleep.
Yes.
As far as you know.
As far as I know.
And when you woke up.
When I woke up, I saw something that scared me so bad.
Oh, no.
Because it looked like a murder scene. There was strawberry ice cream on the floor. I was laying in it. It was on, the strawberry ice cream was on the wall?
What?
On the wall!
What?
What could have happened? So then I went into the bathroom to wash off my hands. Strawberry ice cream in the bathroom.
In the bathroom?
What? How does this happen?
You were like sleep fighting your ice cream?
I don't fight. I don't sleep.
You know in Step Brothers when they sleepwalk and they're like body slamming people? Yes! It's Kevin angry throwing.
But I don't sleepwalk ever.
Well, you did this time.
How did that happen? It was on the walls.
In the bathroom too?
Yes. All around the toilet, on the sink.
Dude.
The wall, the covers, there was a carpet on the ground we had to get clean. It cost us like $500 to get the strawberry ice cream out of it.
Do you think you ate it and threw it back up?
I don't.
You said it was around the toilet and on the wall.
I don't know. I don't think so because I didn't. I would remember that.
You had a dream where you were a monkey and you thought you were throwing feces and it was strawberry ice cream.
All I know is I got the strawberry ice cream and then I woke up and then I looked around and this is what I saw.
How much later did you wake up, do you think?
It was about an hour and a half, probably. Probably.
Wow. Yeah. That is bizarre.
And then I started looking and I was like, oh no. How could this possibly have happened?
That's like a plot from a movie.
It's that. And that's not just
you find a body in the bed next day and you can't recall
someone
it.
That's and
not
never
just
know.
Sleepwalking. That's
no,
it's
like a seizure or something.
Some kind of strange strawberry ice cream explosion. It was everywhere.
Okay, that is alarming.
If I went home and I tried to make a mess, it wouldn't be as good as this. It was unbelievable.
On the wall.
Yes.
And you can only think what could have happened during that hour and a half. What was going on?
How do I get ice cream on the wall? For example, how does that
happen?
It's
like you nodded off and it fell onto your chest and just melted onto your PJs.
Onto the bed.
No.
It was everywhere.
Carpet, walls.
Bathroom. Like he was traveling with the ice cream.
I was moving. And
wow.
I was throwing.
You blacked out and had an ice cream fight.
With myself. Just with the bed and the wall.
You're not to be trusted.
I'm not. So that's what I decided.
You're a dangerous man.
I think
you
need to lock your door at night so you can't get out of your bedroom.
And chain myself to my bed?
Yes, I do.
You're like one of those guys who turns into a werewolf with the full moon. You got to put yourself in a cage and lock yourself.
I don't know, man.
Do whatever happens, don't let me out of this room.
I know I'll tell you that I'm okay, but don't trust me.
don't give me any ice cream.
We are the Kevin and Bean Show, and we are going to talk about the Cryo Bank is the name of the place.
Okay.
And Scott Brown is the spokesperson. Hi, Scott.
Hey, how are you?
Describe for people what the Cryobank does.
Predominantly, we are a donor sperm bank, meaning we are the largest supplier of anonymous donor sperm in the world.
Yeah.
People come to us who are hoping to have families and aren't able to do it on their own, and we provide highly qualified, highly screened young men who are altruistic enough and willing to help people.
Now, at what point did you start doing the lookalikes? Because that cracks me up.
I heard you guys have had some fun with it.
Yeah.
We actually started officially doing it just at the end of July, but it's been part of the general process we use for a long time because people always ask us the question, well, who does the guy look like? Because we don't have adult photos available since it's an anonymous program.
Right.
And so we basically got together in a big group and said, we could probably do this. If we really put our minds to it, we could come up with lookalikes for all our guys, and that way it would be easy for people to know, and it would be easy to give sort of a consistent, thorough answer to all the clients. And it started out really fun and really easy, and after about 9 months of plowing through, it got tougher and tougher, and fights would break out, and arguments, and people got really passionate about it because everyone wanted to be as accurate as possible, and it really turned into something much sort of cooler and bigger than we ever imagined it would be.
People actually come in and say, I would like some sperm from from a guy that looks like Seth Green?
No, not necessarily.
No, he's on the list. He's on your list.
He is on your list.
He's on our list because we have a donor who we feel like resembles
Seth
Green.
What I'm saying. It's not Seth Green, but somebody would come in and say, I would like a donor who looks like Seth Green.
He may have Seth Green's features, his eyes. We're just trying to tell people what these guys look like. They go through a really strict qualifying process with three generations of family medical history, genetics testing. They have to have sperm in the top 10% of the male population. We do blood work on these guys. It takes like 6 months to qualify, and less than 1% of the applicants actually get in.
You get like Tom Green.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying no one is asking for some of these people, right? Like Seth Rogen, for example. I love him, but I don't think there's anyone that's going, I want my baby to look like Seth Rogen.
No, but if they're going through the donor search process, which the traditional way would be to look for certain ethnicity, eye color, hair color, height, weight, and they come across a donor they like, and he happens to resemble Seth Rogen. It could be different parts of Seth Rogen. They can call in and get more specifics, but we never have just one lookalike. It's always a
different
combination
parts.
Of guys.
So you say it's Seth Rogen's shoulder?
Yeah, it could have Seth Rogen's eyes, could have his smile. It just sort of varies depending on the guy.
You could pick Chan Ho Park. You could pick Bruce Willis.
Yeah, we have a lot of kind of K-Rock band guys, too, actually, on the list. Actually, you know what, guys? There's an incredible K-Rock California Cryobank connection.
What is it?
One of our client service representatives actually is one of your weekend phone ops.
No kidding.
His name is Travis, and he's actually on the committee. And
Travis?
Yeah, you know Travis?
Yes.
So Travis has been working with us for about a year, and he volunteered to be in the group that was going through all the lookalikes, and he comes up with, you know, all these just wild K-Rock bands that, you know, none of the rest of us have ever heard of.
Right.
And it's been incredibly helpful because he opens up a whole new window of a lookalikes for us. I mean, he's come up with Adam Levine and Dave Grohl and Chris Cornell and Chad Kroeger and actually
sure.
one donor.
I'm sorry, don't just run by Chad Kroeger. Don't just run right by that. No one's going
to
pick him.
I had to.
No one's going to pick him.
We actually have one donor that looked so much like, what's the guy from Rise Against?
Tim McElrath.
Yeah, Tim McElrath. He looked so much like him. Travis brought it up, and we Googled Tim and saw his picture. The donor looked so much like Tim that we had to actually go and make sure it wasn't Tim.
Was it Tim?
Like, we couldn't confirm without checking with the donor department. We didn't want to put it up there and you know, out him.
Who's picking Brad Garrett, by the way? He's a 6'11", gangly-looking, just monster of a man.
Remember, these are all sort of general...
I know, but someone coming in going, I need a kid that's 6'11".
You know what, you got to remember that like 40% of our clients are actually heterosexual couples or dads having fertility issues.
Right.
And so, you know, unfortunately for the women of the world, most guys don't look like George Clooney and Brad Pitt.
Right.
More guys look like Brad Garrett, and they're looking for a donor who matches their husband.
Who looks like their guy.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So too bad for the woman who needs Tom Sizemore's sperm.
Now, do they ever come back and say, I ordered Brad Garrett. It doesn't look anything like him.
We haven't gotten that far yet because it just started in July, but I don't think so. I don't think people actually use it as like a deciding factor. I think it's more of a differentiator when they get a couple guys and they're all sort of the same because it's kind of like drafting a basketball team. I mean, you know, heights and weights and eye color and hair color. And I think you just want to get a more personal sense of the person. That's really what it's meant for, is to personalize the whole experience and give the client and potentially the children years to come something to sort of latch on, something tangible about the donor they can kind of hang their hat on.
Is John Cusack on there?
I hope, because
we're going to talk to him in a few minutes. I want to find out if it's...
Thomas Jane is on there, and he's in that show called Hung.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means exactly.
Well,
but,
yes, you do.
You know.
Yes, you do.
I heard you guys had Greg Grunberg on.
We did. We had Greg Grunberg, yeah.
He's really popular. I not one of the guys I would have picked to be really popular, but he's really popular.
Yeah.
He's definitely every man, though, right?
That's kind of what it is, I think. There's certain guys that have generic enough looks that they kind of...
Yeah, and he's certainly appealing.
See, I would go in there and you'd go, head too big. Sorry, can't use you.
Yeah, true.
Nobody's going to want a baby with a head that big. They won't be able to get it out.
Poor kid will break his neck.
This is the qualifying process you want to try. I'm telling you, you got a better shot of getting into Harvard than you do of getting into Cryobank. It's like less than 1% of the applicants get through.
Really?
It's really hard. I wouldn't get in. It's really hard.
What are some of the limiting factors? Like what prevents a guy from being accepted?
In the very beginning, and you do sort of an online thing, you've got to be... over 5'9", you've got to be enrolled or graduated from a four-year university. We have labs in Massachusetts, Northern California, Southern California, New York. So basically our donors all come from Harvard, MIT, Stanford, UCLA, USC.
So they're dorks.
So yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You have to have a clean family medical history. We go back three generations. We look at what your great aunt died of. We look at cancer histories or other genetic diseases. You've got to go through just tons of blood work and semen analysis, urine analysis. You got to commit to the program for about a year.
You could get into the Secret Service easier than this.
You're right.
It's tough, man. It's really tough. It's our guys. The thing is, people joke about, you know, picking a donor who looks like so-and-so, but the reality is once you decide to use a donor, you know more about this guy than any wife knows about her husband. So you know he's healthy. You know you have a good shot at your child being as healthy as possible. And so then you got to decide, what is it I want? We have guys who are Division I athletes. We have artists, musicians. We've got guys with PhDs. And maybe we got guys who, you know, look like Adam Carolla.
Yep, that's on there. That's on the list.
Yeah. Hmm.
Lou Ferrigno's on the list.
There you go, Lou.
Can his sperm hear?
Probably.
Because I'm just saying, if not, you wouldn't want to pick him. All right, bad joke. Okay. Cryobake.com is the name of the place. If you'd like
you
to
want
get
a
some...
baby that looks like Steve-O?
That's right. If you need a Steve-O baby, this is the place to go.
And if you're interested in being a donor, you can actually go to spermbank.com and check out the application and fill it out. And we'd love to hear from you if you think you got the stuff it takes.
There you go.
All right.
The stuff
well
it takes, literally. All right, Scott, thanks very much.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 7:57. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here for a look at the showbiz beat. He's on the drums. Because it is the first day, the very first day. I'm waiting for Mike to get the guitar.
Yeah,
nice.
The very first day. It's the very, it's the single, it's the first day of.
First day.
The month of.
Not yet.
Come on, dude. What are you, rebuilding it from the ground up? Rocktober.
Nice cowbell.
Cowbell.
Nice cowbell.
Had to add the cowbell.
Is that Kevin on cowbell now?
Sometimes. You're going to have to get up and show your belly.
We are a three-piece band.
I think we need more cowbell. That's what I think.
Always.
It is the 1st of Rocktober. You're slow, man. You're slow.
Way looking behind. For a pick.
You're too slow. All right. It's time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Legendary actor Dennis Hopper, who currently stars in Crash on Stars, was taken to the hospital yesterday morning with flu-like symptoms. Swine flu!
Swine flu!
He was supposed to do a series of morning talk shows, but apparently started unleashing his breakfast, let's say, and had to be given an IV, and they had to put some tubes in him, and they carted him off in an ambulance, so it did not look good. He is 73 years old, so...
Yeah.
We're hoping for the best. I'm thinking, though, with all the drugs he's done over the years, his bloodstream has to be immune to everything now.
You would think, right?
All the alcohol and drugs in him, he's got to be pickled.
That's disgusting.
Oh, Dennis.
Stop it.
Congratulations to Will Ferrell and his wife, Vivica. She is pregnant with their third child. People Magazine reports that our buddy Will is going to have another boy. That's the third boy for Will and Vivica.
Is he going to be born in Rocktober?
I think so. Actually, he's going to be born in January.
Oh. Yeah. We take that last one back then.
Yeah, we take that.
Got to get the band back together.
It
was worth it.
Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel. Apparently on the rocks. If you
on
want
the
to
what?
If you want to believe Us Weekly magazine, they say that Timberlake called it quits over the phone with Jessica about a month ago. Some reports are saying he's been spending some quality time with Rihanna.
Okay.
Including, according to witnesses, engaging in several lap dances at a club recently.
Because he's got options.
Yeah.
Sure.
He does.
On the other hand, X17, the paparazzi agency, says they saw Justin and Jessica having a romantic dinner in Napa Valley on Monday night.
Well, now I'm confused.
So either they've broken up or they're fine.
Okay.
Just want to let you know.
You make up your own mind.
That story cancels itself out.
All right.
But now you know all the scuttlebutt. Ben Stiller and Christine Taylor reportedly in trouble with their marriage as well.
They've been married a while.
They have been married a very long time. Word is the couple has put their house on the market and that Christine is the one that wants the divorce. Word is Ben is heartbroken over the situation. But he's looking to throw himself into more Fokker work.
Wow.
He's got another Fokker movie coming
out. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Little Fokkers.
Sure.
About the Fokkers having kids. So at least he'll have that to go to in case the marriage doesn't go out. He'll be able to immerse himself in his work.
That's good news.
Just wrap yourself in Fokkers.
That's what they say is the best way to do
Ben
it.
Stiller.
Do you think their divorce will be final in Rocktober?
No rehearsal.
You guys are awesome.
Tight.
And no, it takes 6 months, but it was worth it.
Oh.
And there's a big fundraiser going on in New York this weekend. It is a fundraiser for the charity Spin, Single Parents in Need. It is going to be a pole dancing competition.
Oh. Yes.
Held at the famous Scores Strip Club in New York City.
And when is that?
This weekend. No, you're not going.
No, but that would be in what?
What month?
I'm saying that would be in Rocktober.
That would be in Rocktober, yeah.
Sorry. My bad.
Such celebrities will be on hand as Jason Patrick, Jenna Lopez's second husband, Chris Judd, and Jenna from Survivor.
Wow.
So get your tickets now. They're just $75 a piece.
Don't even mention celebrities if that's the case.
I know. That's the worst list of celebrities
even bring it
ever.
Up.
Those are the press releases I get. Today's celebrity birthdays, Zach Galifianakis, one of our favorite actors and comedians. Boy, has his career just blown up in the past couple months.
Yeah.
Hangover, of course, made him a big star. He's got a big presence on the internet. And
he's in that Showtime TV
and he's in that
show.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, Bored to Death with our buddy Jason Schwartzman.
Right.
And he's very funny on that show. Cindy Margolis is 44 years old today. She, of course, the internet model and actress. Christopher Titus, comedian and actor, is 45. Isai Morales is 47 years old. Randy Quaid turns 59. Julie Andrews from The Sound of Music and Mary Poppins. She is 74 years old, yeah.
Yeah.
You remembered that, Lisa?
Yeah.
It's a holiday for her.
I was just thinking.
Right, a musical actress.
I love her.
She was in My Fair Lady on Broadway and all kinds of Camelot.
Good
for 74. She looks good for 74. She does. She has aged well. I just got handed this note. That's why I'm a little thrown. Hmm. Apparently, the Paramore concert for tonight is officially postponed.
No! Oh, Dave.
That's what
you
were afraid
was
of.
Dave the King of Mexico, not too pleased. Haley's voice was failing on her when we did our morning show with her. A couple days ago,
and then she lost it
in Pomona, and so tonight's show is officially postponed. You can keep listening to our station here for all the updates, and I'm sure they will have some sort of makeup show or give you a chance to get your money back.
I'm guessing they'll reschedule it in the month of October.
What?
Sweet.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show, and it's time to talk to an actor by the name of John Cusack, who we like very much. Hi, John.
How you doing?
Very well. How are you?
I'm really good.
We have some kind of a delay. Where are we? Are we talking to you overseas?
Yes, you are. I'm in Taipei.
Taipei.
Nice.
Oh, it's nice to be John Cusack. Did you say you just Twittered something about it?
No. I did not.
Okay, all right. Excellent. That's what I thought you said. All right, let's talk 2012, which comes out on November 13th, and there are a bunch of previews. There's like a 2-minute scene that's going to be shown a bunch of places tonight.
Mm-hmm.
John, describe for people who don't know who this would be, but who is not aware of 2012 and what it means.
Well, there's this Mayan prediction that on December, I think, 21st or something, the Mayans, who had the most accurate calendar and all that stuff, they predicted that the world would end. So it's a movie about that, and it's about the apocalypse and the end of days. So that's what it's about.
I find it funny that all the experts are trying to figure out whether it's the 21st of December or the 23rd. They can't tell. It seems like a pretty important date to narrow down.
I would take all 3 days off of work if I was them.
But it just all stops. The calendar just stops after that day. And I don't know because I'm jet lagged, but the scientists are,
Yeah, I'm sure the people much smarter than us are trying to figure that out.
Yeah. We've seen a bunch of end-of-the-world movies, John, but this one looks like it's head and shoulders above the rest. Just the production values alone looks amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty epic. When I read it, I thought, I don't even know how they would begin to film that, and then yet they still managed to get an awesome movie. And I guess the studio's pulling off a pretty crazy stunt where they're going to buy, I think, every radio station and TV station, like, in the world, and try to do some War of the Worlds stunt. For 2 minutes, they just have a teaser or a trailer go on, and everybody who's watching TV, like, has to watch it.
Right. That's, I think that's tonight, between 10:45 and 11 Eastern and Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
You can Adult Swim, The Jay Leno Show, CBS The Mentalist, ESPN, G4, Spike, MTV, all of them will be showing 2 minutes.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, that's pretty crazy. I don't think that's ever been done before, so that should be an interesting little stunt.
Did you respond to this immediately when you read it and say, I got to be a part of it?
Yeah, well, at first I heard about it, and I thought, I've always been fascinated by that stuff. I guess being raised Catholic, you know, you're aware of, like, the Book of Revelations and Nostradamus and...
Right,
the end times.
I was kind of vaguely aware of the Mayan prophecies, but when I read the script, it was a real page-turner, and it was the wildest thing I've ever read as far as the scale and scope of the thing. So, you know, they wanted me to do it, and so I was happy to do it. It's a pretty crazy movie.
What role does your character play in the storyline, John?
He plays this guy who's trying to survive for another half an hour. Basically.
So most,
and then he just tries. Then he survives that, and then survives for another half an hour, and then he just keeps trying to survive for another 10 minutes. Basically.
All right, so 10 minutes at a time. You have a hell of a cast. You have Amanda Peet, who's great.
Yeah. We got Oliver Platt and Woody Harrelson is really funny in the movie, and Danny Glover and lots of Chiwetel Ejiofor. There's a great British actors. Pandy Newton.
Sure.
We got Amanda.
Amanda Peet, yeah.
My friend was just reminding me who was in the movie.
Now, obviously it hasn't come out yet, but there are so many nut jobs out there, and, you know, the conspiracy theorists and people like that. Have you heard from any of them about how accurate your movie's going to be, or it needs to be this way, or is that happening yet?
We haven't yet, but I'm sure it's going online. Like, there's so much crazy stuff about the 2012 and also the movie. There's just like this firestorm going on online about it. So I'm sure we're going to hear from all of them. And Woody plays one of these kind of conspiracy nuts who's actually Woody Harrelson plays a character who actually turns out to be right about everything. So,
John, you know, for working in a lot of character-driven pieces, smaller films, when you take on a film of this scale, is there any concern about working up against special effects and that kind of thing that may overtake the acting?
Yeah, but the director was a really cool guy, and he said the special effects are only going to be as good as the actors and the story. So I think what surprises a lot of people about the movie is they get sort of sucked into the story about the characters, and the special effects are pretty awesome, but you know, like, women and families are like in the movie, because it's really about people trying to reconcile with their families and their, you know, lovers and husbands and wives, because they know they only have a short time left. So it sort of raises all those philosophical questions and moral questions about how do you want to spend your last days if you really knew they were going to end.
Right.
So it actually ends up being pretty emotional, as well as being a pretty crazy roller coaster ride. So the script wasn't sort of like one of those Boys and Toys movies where it was just explosion after explosion. There's a really cool story there too.
I got to tell you, most of the time you do have to choose between eye candy and a good story.
Right.
Most of the time a movie doesn't have both, and if you're able to pull off both, then it's fantastic. Then it's exceptional.
Well, I'm sure when it comes out, I'll come back on. You tell us if we pulled it off. It seems like we did.
Sounds like an idea. We'd love to have you back when the movie comes out, John.
That'd be great, John.
Cool.
Thanks for joining us. From Taipei, John Cusack talking about 2012, which comes out November 13th, but you can see the two-minute scene tonight between 10:45 and 11.
Everywhere.
And a bunch of different channels, including The Tonight Show on NBC, if you want to watch that.
So, okay.
There you go. Thank you, John.
All right. See you guys later.
A topic came up yesterday that we like to follow up on. We do this topic quite often because it's fascinating.
We're talking about Charlize Theron, who needs to have her cabinets in order. Can't relax knowing that her cabinets are in chaos behind those closed cabinet doors.
For most of us, you cram stuff in there and then you just close the door.
Stuff doesn't fall out.
And then once it's closed, it's all good. But it drives her crazy. She knows it's not organized, so she has to go organize it.
Right.
And then Ralph brought up something that his wife does.
I mentioned my wife has a little touch of the OCD, that when you put food and especially canned beverages and bottled water in the refrigerator,
right,
they all have to be lined up perfectly, and all the labels have to be facing out towards the door, all turned the same way.
We have the lovely Carrie on the line. Hi, Carrie.
Carrie.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Is he describing that accurately?
He is.
You crazy.
Yeah. But there's a very good reason for it.
Okay.
Finally, I get to learn the reason.
When you open the refrigerator door, you can see everything.
Uh-huh.
And you can reach for what you need. It's right there.
Yeah,
I still find everything I need.
If there's a six-pack of Diet Coke on the shelf, I know what a Diet Coke looks like. It doesn't have to be facing out saying Diet Coke towards me for me to know.
It just has to be.
That's the answer I usually get. That's just the way it's supposed to be.
So when you open the fridge, if you see one of the, you know, Diet Coke cans facing the wrong way. You'll reach back and fix it before you do what you're going to do?
Yes, I will. In fact, right now, Ralph went shopping last week to pick up a few things.
He didn't.
And he bought this huge gallon-sized container of iced tea.
Right.
And it doesn't fit on the designated beverage shelf.
You have a designated beverage shelf?
Oh, yeah. So it's sitting down below on the food shelf.
Oh, no. That must be making you crazy.
Do you keep going back and looking at it again and thinking about how you can fix it, and then you shut the door and you go away, and then you come back and open the door and look again?
Well, it's not that bad, but I may have to throw it out.
Yet.
Is there...
It's disturbing the feng shui of the fridge.
Is there any other part of your life that's like that, or is it just your refrigerator?
You know, I find it's getting a little worse the older I get. I have a very organized closet.
Sure.
And now Ralph's closet is also very organized. All of his Batman t-shirts are in one stack. And
right.
His Philadelphia Eagles t-shirts are in another stack. And if the housekeeper puts them away and doesn't organize them into the right category, I go back and change them all.
I was going to ask, who did that? Was it Ralph or was it you that lined up all of his shirts
together?
Oh,
no, that's her.
That's her.
He doesn't care.
No.
Well, no, I wouldn't care either.
I put t-shirts in one pile
right.
and dress shirts in another pile. That's about as organized as I
right.
get. But
everybody
they're broken down
thing,
into
Ralph.
Category and color now.
Everybody has
thanks
their
to my
thing.
Wife,
Ralph.
She's got a lot of things, though.
Ralph's got his thing with the bat cave.
That's right. True. That's my little niche in the world. But she's very organized. But what strikes me is not so much the organization. It's that when things are a little bit out of kilter,
bit.
A little bit, it's very disturbing to
have
my
you
lovely
ever,
wife.
Carrie, has it ever bothered you? And if so, have you ever tried to stop?
No, it's never. What bothers me is when someone else unloads the groceries into the refrigerator.
Right,
as
but
long
I'm
as I have control,
someone else, by the way,
is you.
Would mean me.
Yeah. No, but what I'm asking is, don't you dislike that feeling that Ralph didn't put it in the right way and try to figure out a way through it, or it doesn't? You're just
going to live with it.
Yeah, no, because he's fully trained.
Yes, I have learned.
Wow. But don't these
to do
things,
it the way she wants.
You hit him in the nose with a newspaper.
Don't these things sometimes get worse? Over
I
the
suppose
years?
They could, Lisa May. You may have a point there.
Yeah, it's going to get much worse.
I may have to address it at some point.
You might.
But if the worst case scenario is an organized closet and refrigerator, that's not a bad OCD to have.
It's
no, it
not.
Isn't. As long as it doesn't go too far.
Right, unless she's turning the light switch on and off four times and turning around three times right. before she goes to bed or something.
Have you ever done any of that kind of stuff?
No.
Okay.
How about the doors, though, babe?
Well, that's not OCD. That's just safety.
What
happens?
She'll be upstairs, and she'll say, "Did you lock the back door?" I said, "Yeah." And she'll have to check to make sure it's locked before she
really?
Can realize.
That's because we have doors all over the house, and Ralph leaves all the doors unlocked all times.
But if I tell you it's locked, I locked it, then, you know, you can take me for my word.
Have you ever gone down and found that he was wrong?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
all
why.
All right,
that's why
you're screwed, Ralph.
Because Ralph was just like, yeah,
that's
of course.
Absolutely, go to bed. Everything's locked up.
I can't blame her now.
Everything's barred. Everything. The security team is on watch.
All right, Carrie. Well, you sound a little cuckoo, but you're still too good for Ralph.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
All right.
Kevin.
That's true.
Thanks for talking
bye,
to
Carrie.
Us.
Bye, Carrie.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye, baby.
All right. 1-800-520-1067. We want to hear your stories of OCD. We already have some people on hold, and it doesn't seem fun. To me, washing your hands
no.
15 times or...
Although I sure would like to be more organized. I mean, I kind of envy that about people as long as it doesn't go too far.
Which it does, though.
Yeah, it always does,
She
right?
looks at the fridge and yeah. goes, I have to reorganize right now.
But that's what makes her happy and comfortable. And she's the same way. She looks at me the way I look at her. She can't understand how I can't have it that way.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, how can you just throw stuff in the fridge where willy-nilly without having any sort of system? It makes her as crazy as me saying, how can you be so wrapped up and where... What shelf the Diet Coke goes
but
on?
But do you do the right thing? Which is, every time you open the fridge, you turn them on just a little bit,
no,
a couple
sir.
Of them.
No,
what?
Sir. I do not do that.
Just turn them a little. Just
I got enough drama in my life. I don't need to create any. No,
just the one can turn it.
I have learned my lessons. I'm not like you, screwing wow. with your dad's pictures all over his house because he can't stand them and have them crooked.
You needed to have them perfectly straight, so I would go home and I would tilt every single one of them.
You're
here's
the
answer.
Just
I
a
would
little bit.
Go home because he wasn't living there.
Yeah,
that's
correct.
The difference.
That's
you have to live there.
That's true.
Yeah.
I need to come over to your house.
No, you don't.
I'll take your call.
Bursting at the seams.
Are you queer?
Come on with the fireflies.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 842. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We're talking about OCD today. We just talked to Ralph's wife, who has to have all of the Coke cans turned in the proper direction in the fridge.
Anything with a label has to be in line and facing out.
Also, it's not just facing out. It's also in a perfect straight line.
Yes. Yes. They have to stand like little aluminum can soldiers, one behind the other.
And from what you read about OCD and you hear about OCD and you're about to hear, that's pretty tame.
And for those who don't know, it's obsessive compulsive disorder is what OCD stands for. Something you do obsessively, compulsively. You cannot relax until that activity has been achieved.
I used to do that for a little bit when I would check under my bed.
When you were a
kid? When I was a kid. And I was scared that there was something under my bed. So
that was your ritual?
Right. But then I would walk away and go, am I sure I checked under the bed?
Or did something get under the bed when you turned your back?
So I walked back and checked again. And then I started realizing, no, that's ridiculous. I'm not going to do that.
And then you found strawberry ice cream under the bed.
Then I found a bowl of strawberry ice cream. All right. Let's begin with Jose. Hi, Jose.
Hello.
OCD. What do you got?
Yeah, I have a habit of stepping on tiles. Like, say one is black and one is white. If I step on a white tile, I have to step on another white tile. And that's usually the way I walk around. But if I end up stepping on a black tile, then I got to switch it over, or else it feels like I'm walking around all uneven.
Okay, so if you happen to need to step on a black tile, then it's all black tiles.
Exactly, and I'm the same way with cracks. If I step on a crack with one leg, I got to walk back and step on the crack with the other leg. Well, and sure. I'm the exact same spot on my foot.
You break your mother's back that way.
Have
you ever tried to get over this? Is it something you can get over?
Sometimes I'll just walk around and I'll try not to face downward when I'm walking. So in public, I try to look straight, but I have a habit of just looking down. And,
man.
Ground and carpet.
That's true. Yeah.
All right. Well, we got some good ideas here, Jose.
Good luck for you.
Work on that and call us back. Let's go to Melissa. Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
What do you do that's OCD?
Everyone's shoelaces have to be laced properly, like over, and every side has to be the one going over each time.
Right, what do you mean by everyone?
Yeah, that was going to be my question, because
she's most wrestling people down in the mall.
Most people, OCD is their own thing. Like Ralph's wife, her thing is in her refrigerator. She doesn't demand that the rest of us do it that way. Do you? You if you see somebody's shoes in their laces?
Yeah, like if I go pick up my friend and her shoelaces aren't done properly, she has to redo them before we can like go anywhere.
Oh. Can you see her at a family get together? Just run around fixing people's laces?
No, that would drive me
you
crazy.
You are a peach. How much fun are you that I can't go out with you until after I relace my shoes?
Everyone knows now, so everyone's okay.
Everyone, like you have friends. You're acting as if you have friends.
Why
That's
am
cute.
I the only person that thinks I would set my laces the wrong way every time I went to see
because
Melissa?
Because you like to be a dick and screw with people.
But it's funny.
But then she can't go to the movies
because Melissa won't move her ass until your shoes are right.
And I go to the movies with wrong shoes. By myself. All right. Thank you, Melissa.
Bye.
She has nicer friends than me.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go to Danielle. Danielle, hi. We're talking about OCD. What do you got?
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. Good morning, Lisa May.
Good morning.
I have a OCD disorder called SISP, which is self-injurious skin picking.
Sounds icky.
No.
Where do you pick?
Mostly my face, the back of my arms, the back of my legs.
And you can't control it, really?
No, it's so compulsive. I've gone to a psychologist, a counselor. I've been on anti-anxiety, antidepressants. And all those do is just put me to sleep.
That don't sound sexy.
Yeah, it's pretty annoying because it's like you see all these other girls your age and everybody has pretty skin and it looks like you have acne or something because you just pick and pick and pick and there's nothing there.
Wow, that seems bad.
When does this result for you? Is it under certain circumstances or all the time?
It's mostly brought on by stress, like driving or doing homework. Like my mom used to make me wear gloves while I did my homework because one hand would be writing and the other hand would be picking. Mm.
Oh, you have to put one of those cones that they put on dogs on your head.
She's not chewing at herself, Kevin.
She's scratching her face.
You just reach over the cone.
I don't know if it's a big enough cone.
Have you tried transferring it to something else, like getting worry beads or a rubber ball to squeeze or something else?
Actually, what happened?
happens, they say, because it develops usually in your teens, you end up getting a physiological, like, relief from it. And so if you're stressed out and then you pick and you've, like, succeeded at picking whatever you wanted off, you're physically, like, stimulated from it.
Oh,
and it actually,
so you got, like, an endorphin rush or something, huh?
Exactly.
I got you.
Wow.
Danielle, I'm so sorry for you. That sounds
horrible. That doesn't sound good.
It's okay. I mean, I've learned to deal with it. The one thing that's actually helped is having those acrylic nails, because they're not as sharp as regular nails. And regular nails,
so you can do less damage.
Exactly.
Or if you cut your fingers off, think about that. If you just had nubs, you're just nubby. You just like be punching at your face because you'd be all nubby.
You'd have
nubs.
Well,
I thought about jalapenos, like rubbing those on the end of my finger so it would sting when I touch myself, but I knew I'd touch my eyes.
Why don't you? Oh, well, that's true. Yeah. Why don't you do that? No, you're down. No. All right, thank you, Daniel.
Boxing gloves.
Okay.
Right. If you punch yourself in the face all day, you're awesome.
All right, let's go to Cynthia as we talk about OCD. Hi, Cynthia.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi.
What do you do?
I have an OCD where if I see consecutive numbers on the clock, 1, 2, 3, 4, or 2, 3, 4, I have to see them 3 times. Otherwise, if I don't, it takes me like 10 minutes to calm down and realize that.
You mean on a digital clock, if it reads 12:34,
yes,
you have to look at
two other clocks with the same numbers?
Yes.
What? And then what happens if you don't?
I just feel like my luck is going to be bad, and and what happens is I usually, if I don't catch it at 1, 2, 3, 4, I'll catch it at 1, 2, 3, 5, and I don't know. It's just a physical feeling like doom. I don't know. It's weird.
Wow. You know, I have a friend who has something like this, and I don't remember the number, but it's something like she can't get up unless the clock reads 04, 14, 24, 34. So if she misses it, she has to wait 10 minutes.
Oh, God.
Because she can't get out of bed until the clock has a 4 in it.
Cynthia's mocking her. Cynthia's laughing.
Yes, she is. Cynthia.
Cynthia, who has to look at a clock three times later.
Is hooked up.
Thank you for the call, Cynthia. Let's do one more, and it's Danielle. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Kevin Bean, Lisa May.
Hi, Danielle.
What do you got, Danielle?
OCD, what do you got?
I have food tendencies. I deconstruct my sandwiches. I eat everything at once. Like, if there's a plate of mashed potatoes and meat, I eat all the mashed potatoes and all the meats and all the vegetables all at once. I can't take a bite of each. It just feels wrong.
Okay.
You have to polish off each separate item on your plate before you move on to the next one.
Exactly, yeah. And then also, when I take a sip of something, I have to swish it in my mouth 2 or 3 times before I actually swallow it.
Well, that's kind of weird.
Everything?
I knew you'd say that.
Everything?
Everything.
Wow. You have to swish everything?
Easy, that's funny because that's what I try not to do.
Easy, big fella.
Wow.
You may have a career in adult films.
Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat on the Kevin and Bean Show on this first of Rocktober.
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
Could you hear mine at all?
No, we couldn't play
it.
You know what helps?
We added a keyboard.
Yeah. Lisa's on the keyboard now.
Let's try it again because I don't think the keyboard came through.
Not at all.
Yeah, that mic turned up there?
Yeah, that mic is turned up, yes.
Okay.
All right.
Let's try it again.
Right. It's the first of Rocktober.
Right at the end
Couldn't hear it at all.
Not at all.
Not even a little bit.
All right.
Damn it. Good. It's good, though.
Use a hammer.
Just pound it.
We'll work it out. Don't worry. We're going to get the band back together. That's going to happen.
Right.
All right.
All right. It's time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Sad news for those of us locally here in Southern California. The Paramore show has officially been postponed tonight. Tonight was the Palladium, right? In Hollywood, California.
Oh. Do we want to take their place?
Oh, it's a great idea.
We got the band back together.
Don't cancel the show. Just change the artist.
I can play Misery Business on the cowbell.
Oh, they're going to love us at the Palladium tonight. Keep listening here to the station. We're going to give you all the updates, but I'm sure it'll be a makeup concert or at least you'll be able to get your money back somehow. So, sad news for Paramore fans.
A lot of
people are blaming us, by the way.
I know. They always do.
Because we made them get up early on Tuesday and sing their little hearts out.
In our defense, she was already having vocal trouble. She was supposed to perform an hour, and she cut it short to a half hour, so that wouldn't happen, and then it still happened anyway.
It happened.
What are you going to do?
Congratulations to our buddy Will Ferrell and his lovely wife Vivica. They are pregnant with their third child. They've got 2 boys, 1 5 and 1 2, and the child due in January is also a boy. So Vivek is outnumbered now, 4-1.
Yeah.
Poor girl.
Just her.
Yeah, and
in
that family, can you imagine?
Yeah.
It's going to be rough.
What if they all have the Caucasian afro, too, like Will, all rocking his hair?
I want that so bad.
That'd be awesome. Jennifer Garner and her lovely husband, Ben Affleck, have announced that they are in the best shape of their lives.
Okay.
They announced that?
Yeah.
Why is that an announcement?
Actually, they didn't announce it. Oh. In Touch magazine says they have been working out together. They have a new pact where they work out together. And they've got photos of them saying they've never looked better. Both look fit and trim and hard and tight.
Ooh.
And they got that going on.
How about that?
This makes me even less happy.
Yeah.
Celebrity couples now work out together.
Right, great. You're in the best shape of your life.
Yeah, you're in great shape.
Good looking. All right.
No, so we're poor and fat. Thank you. Our buddy J.J. Abrams has a new TV series in the works. It was recently announced he was going to be developing a medical drama. But it looks like, first and foremost, will be this new program he's got that centers on spies who are also married, a la Mr. and Mrs. Smith, that movie with Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
So they're spies for different organizations?
I'm not sure if they work together or whether they are on opposite sides of the spy game.
Hmm.
But they are married. Apparently the idea is so popular, several networks are currently in a bidding war for the project. NBC reportedly is closest to picking it up. So hopefully we'll see that sometime soon.
What? Do you think they could have it done by Rocktober?
Probably not.
Okay.
Because seeing that it's already Rocktober.
Oh!
You can't just throw it in like that, man. We got to be ready.
You got to be ready at all times.
All right.
That's right.
All right.
We have to be like the Navy SEALs.
Yeah.
Ready to go into action at any moment.
Okay. We're in our wetsuits all the time.
And we have to wear wetsuits and flippers. GLAAD, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, has released their report today about transgender, bisexual, lesbian, and gay characters on television. They say right now there are more of those on prime time than ever before in the history of television.
Yeah.
Well, they should be very excited.
They are. They're pleased.
Good.
They think there's still room for more. It
really?
Is only 3% of all television characters are gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender. And if you believe the information about the population in general, there's probably about 10% of those amongst us. So
right.
They think maybe that should be reflected more in television, but it's a move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Last year was only 2.6%. The year before that, 1.1%. So they're very pleased. However, they're not too pleased with CBS, which has none. No characters on the iNetwork are gay, lesbian, transgender, or bisexual.
It's kind of amazing that there's none.
I guess.
Don't you think?
But don't they have an older demographic?
They do.
As far as people who watch
more
those
family
shows.
Oriented. And apparently they are just not watching Gary Unmarried. Because Jay Moore is gay! Just kidding, J-Mo. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays, shall we? Julie Andrews of Fame. No, she wasn't in Fame.
No.
Not at all.
She was in
Princess Diaries?
That. Mary Poppins and yeah. Sound of Music, 74 years old today. The Dirty Dozen. She played a Nazi in the Dirty Dozen.
I don't think so.
Crash. Randy Quaid is 59 years old. Isai Morales from NYPD Blue and many feature films. He's got a new series on the Sci-Fi Network called Caprica. It's the prequel to the Battlestar Galactica series. You can check him out in that. Christopher Titus is 45 years old. Cynthia Margolis is 44 years old. And Zach Galifianakis from The Hangover fame and his own excellent internet talk show, Between Two Ferns.
It's very funny.
You want to check out those videos when he talks to Charlize Theron or John Hamm or many celebrities. It's very, very funny.
Ralph, what date are those people born?
They were all born, Kevin, on the 1st of Rocktober.
Hey! 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's 22 minutes after 9 o'clock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We are going to give away some iPods here, and we're going to try this game again.
Yes.
We tried a game yesterday, and I think it's safe to say we did everything possible wrong.
Right, but 3 listeners won iPods.
That's
yes,
true.
That
so
is
we did
true.
That
the end
right.
result
was that they won.
It was still good for them.
All right. So, but we're going to try the game again today because now we think we have it figured out.
Okay.
That's what we do. We fail spectacularly. You got to come back
again.
Yep. You got to come back. You got to get on that horse. If what you failed
then,
on was a horse,
then that horse dies.
Right.
You beat it.
We have. So you can call now 1-800.
There's no point in that, really.
In beating it?
Beating a dead horse.
No.
I found.
You can call now 1-800-520-1067. Here's what we have. We have two iPod Nanos.
Mm-hmm.
These are the new ones. They shoot video, which is a pretty big advance.
It's a very whole cool. new world of sex tapes.
That's very
that's
true.
All that's going to do.
It has FM, and you can pause the FM, kind of like a TiVo-like. It's very
the
cool.
the radio, yeah.
And the iPod Touch, we also have one of those to give away.
Okay.
And that has Wi-Fi and all the games that you can put on it, and you watch TV and movies and everything else.
Sweet.
So this is a pretty good prizes for a game that we like to call I in the Title. We like to call it that because that's the name of it. Loading up songs that you need.
Get on my drums.
Put them all on your iPod. Got a bunch, but now you want some for free. Well, you'll get them if you win this game. It's the I in the Title. It's the name of the song. Can you tell us the tune that we are playing? I bet you'll feel like an asshole if we tell you you're wrong. Now it's time for you to name the I in the Title.
I am on key about twice in that.
Yeah, that's about right.
I think you're being generous.
Really? I definitely heard twice.
Heard two. All right, so I in the Title. It could be the letter I. It could be E-Y-E. It's in the title
could
of the song.
It's the sound I.
It could be, yes. So all you have to do is tell us the name of the song. Now, yesterday, you didn't even tell them the band, did we?
We didn't tell them
okay,
the band, no.
We're not going to tell you that either today.
Just the title of the song is what we're looking for. And it is a song we play here on the station.
Right.
We have played it.
So we're going to play it. You tell us what the title is. If you win, you go into a drawing. Lisa okay. May is going to draw mainly people who don't play, which is her specialty. All right, Pedro.
Yeah.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. What's up?
You ready for I in the Title?
I'm ready.
Here's your song.
No time that sets the world around, 'cause you know we're all be fine.
Okay.
When I come around.
There you go.
Hey.
All
right.
Yeah, we spoon-fed you that one, and you got it.
All right.
Well done, sir. Hold on. We're going to put your name in the drawing.
You want to know what happened, Ralph?
Yeah, I'd love to know what happened.
That's the same file that we were using yesterday, so now we're doing the exact same problem.
Songs?
The same songs.
Oh.
With the same problems that we had yesterday.
But at least we didn't play the title.
That
was
first
what we
one
did
was
yesterday.
Like that yesterday, but the second one has the title in
right.
it, so Mike is now looking for the
we
actual.
Got it. We're good.
All right.
Well,
we have
let's
it.
Move on, then.
Move on.
All right. Let's just act like we meant to do that.
Okay.
Gabriel, hi.
Hi. How you doing?
Hi, Gabriel.
Well, we're not good, if that's what you're saying. Here's your song. Tell us the I in the Title.
That's Smashing Pumpkins, I, from the soundtrack Lost Highway.
Yeah!
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Knows
the album it's on.
Look at that. I is the name of it. Correct. Thank
right.
you. Hold on. You're going in the drawing. Let's go to Amber. Hi, Amber.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. You ready for your song?
I hope so.
Give us the title.
I want to let go of the pain I felt so long.
That's a short one because it's kind of obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, and I know the song, but I can't remember.
Oh, Welcome to My Life.
Don't know the title, huh?
Welcome to My Life. That would be Linkin Park, Somewhere I Belong.
Yeah.
I was thinking I Belong. I forgot the song.
It's okay. Nice try.
Thanks for calling. Let's go to Justin. Hi, Justin.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. Hey, Lisa May.
Hi, Justin.
All right. Are you ready for your song?
I am.
It all comes back to you. You're bound to get what you deserve. Try and test that. You're bound to get served.
Loving is what I got by Sublime. What I got by Sublime.
What I got.
That's right.
That's right.
Nicely done. You hold on for the drawing?
Okay.
This is working pretty well today.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Dwayne. Hi, Dwayne.
Hey, Mark. Hey, guys. What's up?
You ready for Ryan the Title?
I'm hoping.
Here's your song.
I was next to you and you right there next to me, then I said, go!
I have no idea.
Yeah. That's Weezer. If you're wondering what I want you to do, I want you to.
I want you to.
Is the name of that. Thank you for the call.
Sorry, Dwayne.
I want you to.
Yeah, the person yesterday got it immediately.
Yeah, I was a halfway big Weezer fan. Must have been a big Weezer fan.
Halfway through the song, they got it. Ernie, hi.
And then we played the title, too. That helped.
That did
I
help.
Think.
We played the whole thing, yeah.
Yes.
Ernie, hi.
What's up, party people?
Hey.
Are you ready?
Ready, Ernie.
Yeah, I'm ready. Okay. Right, guys, I'm at work.
Okay, let's do this, Ernie.
Here's your song.
I've been waiting for the silence all night long. It's just a matter of time.
Oh, my God. Damn. I know the band, but I can't remember the name.
Oh, Silver Sun Pickups, Lazy Eye.
There you go.
Lazy Eye is the name of that song.
Sorry. Okay, bye.
All right, go back to work. Ernie.
Thanks for calling from work.
All right, bye-bye.
I love people that really do get in trouble at work for listening and calling and stuff
like
that.
They should. They should be working, for God's sakes.
They shouldn't be calling us? All right, one more. Let's go to Nazareth. Nazareth.
No.
Nope.
How do you say your name?
Is this Melfon?
It's Nazareth.
Nazareth.
It is. Nazareth.
Wow.
All right.
What are the chances?
We were wrong.
Here's your song.
Sometimes time doesn't. No, not at all. Just stand still while we fall.
Need the title, Nazareth.
Well, I am.
No, sorry.
Huh? That was Jack Johnson, If I Had Eyes.
If I Had Eyes.
Oh,
there. Yeah. A lot of eyes in that one.
Eyes.
If I Had Eyes.
If I Had Eyes, this is
double
eye. Yeah, you could have got that
well,
one.
Well, we don't need a drawing because we have three winners.
All right.
One, two, three. Oh, yeah, because we never talked to Don.
We didn't talk to Don.
We have three winners. So Pedro, Gabriel, and Justin.
Yes.
All win.
All win.
Absolutely.
How about that?
They win an iPod of our choice.
And thank you for playing the
now
game.
Now it's time for you to name the eye in the title.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph, you've got some giveaways here. You got a contest?
I do. I've got five pairs of tickets to give away to the very special K-Rock advanced screening of the new motion picture from Universal. Couples Retreat. Jon Favreau, Vince Vaughn, Jason Bateman.
Looks funny.
Looks great cast.
Awesome. It's in theaters October the 9th. However, you'll get to see it before anybody else if you're one of the first five lucky callers at 1-800-520-1067. 1-800-520-1067. First five callers win a pair of tickets for our special screening for Couples Retreat.
It's 9:35. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
It is.
On this, the very last day of Rocktober. That would have been better had I not said the very last day, as it is the very first day.
It is the first day.
It's the opposite of the last.
Well,
but
it's the first day of what?
It's the first day of Rocktober. Got a drum set in here. Ralph is rocking that.
Sweet!
Psycho Mike has the electric guitar with a giant amp. And I am adding the cowbell.
And
Lisa
my
Bay.
Weak, weak piano.
And Lisa Bay has a keyboard that can't
the
be
Hello
heard.
Hello Kitty Casio. It can only be heard if you hold it up to your head. We got that going for us. I want to give you some quick details for those of you here in the Southern California area who are planning on attending the Paramore show tonight at the Hollywood Palladium.
Oh.
That show has been canceled.
Postponed.
Yes.
She lost her voice.
Apparently, they will be doing a new date that will be announced in the next 24 to 48 hours. And all tickets for tonight's show will be honored at that new show when it is announced. So you can keep listening here for more details, or I'm sure the Paramore website will keep you updated as well.
We could rock
it. That's all we know so far.
We could rock it.
We could step in.
I'm saying if they want to come to a show tonight...
Melfon could definitely step in. Our new band, Melfon, could absolutely step in and fill the shoes of Paramore, I think.
As it is the first day of Rocktober.
Yeah!
All right.
Good sesh. Yeah.
Conspicuously missing from the Khloe Kardashian Lamar Odom wedding on Sunday was her stepbrother, Brody Jenner. Brody apparently was not invited to his stepsister's wedding because she is close friends with Joe Francis, creator of Girls Gone Wild. And you remember famously that Joe Francis and Brody Jenner had a knockdown, drag-out, taser-filled brawl at a nightclub here in Hollywood recently. And she didn't want Brody and his girlfriend, Jade Nicole, coming to the wedding and making Joe Francis seem all upset.
I also remember that the Kardashians all vacationed in one of Joe Francis's fabulous homes in Mexico.
Well, there you go.
On an episode of this show.
You don't want to lose that hookup.
No.
Right, forget that.
So whatever with Brody.
Right.
What's he ever done for him? Well, he has that lame-ass TV commercial where he looks in his iPod and checking out some girl ass. I don't need that. Bono continues to be a saint. Have you noticed a lot of U2 backlash lately? A lot of anti-U2 sentiment in the world?
Not really.
People bitching they're not the same, they've lost it, and they're not as good as they were. Been hearing a lot of hostility towards U2 lately.
You know what I think it is this latest album?
Oh, really?
I think
people aren't happy with it?
Yeah, well, I think it's underperforming for what they do.
Well, I'm still a big fan. The New York Post says that recently he made a bunch of waiters happy when he went to go to dinner after Saturday Night Live when they first appeared on the season opener.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Apparently, his table wasn't ready, and he had to wait for an hour and a half before his table could be seated.
Right.
Now, most A-listers would just blow a gasket and start taking names and kicking ass.
I think I would leave by that point, an hour and a half.
He said, I don't care. He said, we'll just lean up here against the bar. He ordered drinks for the bar, appetizers for everyone, racked up a $1,500 tab, and left huge $100 tips for everyone in sight.
Wow.
Took care of everybody.
It's good to be Bono.
One staff member of the restaurant said a lot of stars could take a few lessons from Bono and how he behaves and treats waiters and waitresses. They're
you know what thrilled. Month that happened?
I have no idea.
It's September.
Yeah, it was last month.
It was last month. It was.
He faked us out.
Yeah, it was September.
It was September. He faked me out. I didn't even bother to listen.
Unless it happened this morning.
I just picked up my sticks and just went for it.
Unless it happened this morning, it has to be last month.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, sorry.
You worked this.
I threw you off.
Dick. And Flavor Flav.
Yes.
Is working on another reality series. He has decided that the Flavor of Love was such a great experience, he's developing a new reality series. He will do a show where he returns to high school to receive his diploma.
Ooh. Okay.
I want to show the world that it's never too late to get your diploma, he said.
So this is a reality he's really going to go and the cameras are
going to
follow?
They're going to film him in high school and he gets his diploma. Flavor Flav doing calculus. It'd be awesome. Looking down at his clock, trying to figure out angles.
Your clock won't help
getting
you, sir.
Got a protractor. It's going to be awesome. No network has picked it up yet, so no word on when we'll
How
be able to
could
see
they
it,
not?
So.
This sounds like the best show ever.
That's what I'm saying.
Dude wears a Viking hat and a giant clock. What do you need?
And Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake, rumors are they have called it quits. Us Weekly Magazine says JT called it quits with a phone call about a month ago. Ended things with Jessica and now has been keeping time with a young lady named Rihanna.
Okay.
I think they worked together on her latest album, perhaps. Maybe that's how they got introduced.
She's smoking hot, that
Rihanna. She is amazing. The magazine says they've been seen together exploring some PDA in public, including Rihanna giving Justin several lap dances at one particular club.
All right.
Look, just because you get lap dances from Rihanna doesn't mean you're not also boning Jessica Biel. I just want everyone to recognize
Maybe he can
that.
Have both.
Exactly. He's Justin Timberlake. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, that's true.
And Hugh Jackman is currently enjoying some success on Broadway with Daniel Craig in a play called A Steady Rain, but he's also not giving up on his film career. He's in talks to do a new science fiction boxing film where reportedly he will play the last human boxer when boxing becomes obsolete and is taken over by 2,000-pound human-like boxing robots.
This sounds like Rocky 10.
Yes. Or Rock'em Sock'em Robots 1.
Yeah.
Maybe he just gets behind and has his little joysticks and just pushes the thing. Knocked my head off. So that's what
we could only hope.
That's what you've got coming up. Take a look at celebrity birthdays, shall we? Zach Galifianakis from The Hangover is 40 years old. Actress model Cindy Margolis celebrates her 44th birthday. Christopher Titus, who had his own short-lived sitcom for a while, he is 45 years old. Isai Morales. He was on NYPD Blue. He can be seen soon in the upcoming series on Sci-Fi called Caprica, which is the prequel to Battlestar Galactica. He's 47 years old. Isn't that funny? Because we had Eric Stoltz yesterday, his co-star Eric. In that show. And he's also in Caprica.
Yeah.
One day apart.
That's crazy.
They were born one day apart. And yet it's really like 1 month apart because Eric Stoltz was born in September.
Right.
But Isai Morales was born in Rocktober.
All right.
Is that a good sesh?
Yeah.
Rat sesh. Randy Quaid is 59, and Julie Andrews celebrates her 74th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I rock the showbiz beat.
Oh, yes, you do.
Sorry, a little late.
That's all right.
Tomorrow morning, all new Kevin and Bean Show. J.S. Jaguar from the Anaheim Ducks talking about the NHL. Adam Carolla will be here as it's Friday. This Week in Rage. Ralph's got the movie beat. We've got some more iPods to give away. And we're going to talk to Simon Baker from The Mentalist.
Oh, he's so good and dreamy.
And that is all on tomorrow morning's Kevin and Bean Show. Kat Corbett is next. She's got 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock. I wonder if she's going to want us to stick around with our music.
Yeah, I think she will.
With our instruments.
Yes.
Because she's usually not hungover and feels really well.
Yeah, that's right.
That's true. She wasn't out drinking last
night. She likes the studio bright and loud.
Right.
So she likes the studio.
I think she'll enjoy it. 40 minutes nonstop. Death Cab for Cutie got the new one. Got Chris Cornell. And AFI coming.